about mom. This is mom's recipe for iced coffee. You ready? This is it. Have kids, make coffee, forget you made coffee, microwave the coffee, forget you microwaved the coffee, drink it cold. Mom's iced coffee. There you go. All right. Mom's sleep. Anybody know what mom's sleep is? Here's the definition of mom's sleep. The state of rest where your eyes are closed, but you can still hear everything your kids are doing. Anybody testify to that? Any moms? Yes. This is mom's superpower. You ready? Here it is. Being the only person in the house that can see an empty toilet paper roll. Yeah, that's the truth right there. All right, here's, you know you're a mom when, you ready? You know you're a mom when being alone in your car is the most exciting part of your day. You know you're a mom when you use baby wipes to clean literally everything. That's the truth. You know you're a grandparent when you do that too. You know you're a mom when silence isn't golden, it's suspicious. You know you're a mom when you consider a permanent marker a weapon of mass destruction. Anybody ever have one of those things happen in their house? That ain't coming off. All right, and finally, it's my favorite. Here's how you tell the difference between good moms and great moms. You ready? Good moms let you lick the beaters. Great moms turn them off first. Ha, gotcha. They laughed. Take that. Okay. Just picture that for a moment, right? Because my mom never turned them off. Just kidding. She's a great mom. All right. Exodus 20:12 is the scripture that I want to start with. Exodus 20:12 says this: honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. I'm actually speaking today for Mother's Day, and then I'm going to speak on Father's Day as well. And so I'm going to use a scripture for both, but it's a great scripture because the Lord tells us to honor our parents, honor our father and our mother. And so today I want to honor the mothers here. I want to honor my mom. She's here today, and I want to honor her, but I want to honor all the moms that are in the place today. So if you're a mom, raise your hand. Raise your hand, moms. Ray, hi, come on, be proud. Look at all the moms here today. I want to say thank you, mom. Yeah, I want to say thank you, mom. Thank you for all the hard work you are doing and have done. Thank you for loving your children so well. Thank you for comforting us and caring for us and leading us on the right path. Thank you for raising us up to know the Lord and to love him. There's a doctor, Ben Carson, who's a renowned surgeon, and most of you know who he is. And there's a story told about his mom. And Mrs. Carson, basically the story goes that she insisted that Ben and his brother Curtis write a book report every couple of weeks. And she was having them write these book reports for her, not for the school, but it was for her own benefit that Ben and Curtis did this. And so they obeyed their mom. And it was about the time that he was in junior high school that Ben finally realized something quite shocking. He realized that his mom couldn't read. And so for years he had been reading books and writing reports and assuming that his mom was checking every word, but she didn't have a clue what he was saying. Now consider this. Think about this for a moment. Raised by an illiterate mother, Ben grew up to be a world-famous surgeon. He's been featured in many magazines and articles. He has written several books. His illiterate mom didn't worry or twist her hands over her lack of learning and give up hope of raising intelligent boys. Instead, she gave her boys what she had not been given. She gave her something that had not been deposited in her. She poured into them and she taught them to love the Lord and to work for the Lord with all of their heart, and it paid off. Years later, Someone asked Ben why his mother still lived with him even after he was married and had his own family. And he said, "You don't understand. If it weren't for that woman, I wouldn't be living here today. She deserves this." How many can say that about their mom? Amen? She deserves this. I can relate to Ben Carson's story, and many of us can today. My mom grew up in a dysfunctional family. It was an abusive home. She didn't have or know the love of a godly mother who raised her like she did me. And like Ben Carson's mother, she would have to teach her children something that she had not been taught. She would have to lead us somewhere where she had not been led. 2 Timothy 1, Paul is talking to Timothy, and this is what he says to him. He says, "I remember your genuine faith, for you share the same faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know that that same faith continues strong in you. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." This is what Paul's speaking to Timothy, and he's reminding him about the faith that filled his grandmother and his mother, and that same faith has been deposited into Timothy. See, my mother started something special in me and in my family. That same faith that has filled her has now filled her children and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. That same faith, it wasn't easy. In fact, all the worldly odds were against her. They were stacked against her. If you would have asked the world, they would have said it wouldn't turn out this way. But those odds can be flipped in an instant if you put it in the Lord's hands. And that's what she did. And that's what my mother did for her family. Even when it looked the darkest, and I can tell you personally, there were dark times. Even when it looked like it wasn't going to work out. Even when it looked like things weren't going to work. Like she failed miserably. Even when I was at my worst point of my life, she never gave up. She never stopped praying. She never stopped believing. She never stopped trusting in the Lord. She never stopped trusting him to do what he promised he would do. She fought. She battled. She endured. She did. She has now lived, think about this, my mother has now lived to see several of her children and grandchildren who are now ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Two of her sons are ministers right here at this church. Why? Because she never gave up. She endured. It wasn't easy. But I can tell you this, the ripples from her splash of faith will never end. They will never end. Proverbs 31 speaks of a godly mother who loves and fears the Lord. And I just want to point out the last seven verses from this chapter to all the mothers here today. So moms, I want you to pay close attention to these words from the Lord. Verse 25 says, "She is clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise." What a great word from the Lord for mothers today. Moms, you may not feel like you've always done a great job. In fact, when you listen to this proverb, you may feel like you failed many times. But you need to know today that God honors the work you have done. He honors it. Your labor was not in vain. Look at somebody next to you. Look at a mom and say, it was not in vain. Your labor was not in vain. Your commitment to the Lord will not be forgotten. The ripples of your splash of faith make a difference and are making a difference today. So I would like all the moms to stand for a moment today. Can you join me this morning in thanking these moms for all the hard work and leading their children to love the Lord? Come on, thank them this morning. Moms, you can be seated for a moment. I'm going to ask you to stand in another moment, and we're going to pray for you. But I want to finish this by telling you a story and then a quick scripture. One summer evening during a violent thunderstorm, a mother was tucking her small boy into bed. She was about to turn off the light when he asked with a tremor in his voice, "Mommy, will you sleep with me tonight?" His mommy smiled at him and hugged him, and then she said to him, "Sweetheart, I can't sleep with you. I have to sleep with Daddy." And there was this long pause, and then the boy looked up at her with these big eyes, and he said, "That big sissy." Being a mom really is the hardest job in the world. Really is. I know what my mom went through. I know what I put her through. Come on, can anybody testify what they put their mom through? But she never gave up. She never gave up. Someone once said, "To the world you are a mother, but to your children you are the world." And it's true. What will we do without moms? Isaiah 66:13, the Lord says it this way. He says, "As a mother comforts her child, so I'll comfort you. You will be comforted, Jerusalem." This scripture reveals the level of importance of a mother's comfort. Think about this. The Lord is saying that I'm going to comfort you like a mother comforts their child. That shows you the level of importance of a mother's comfort. Oh, and we're never too old to hear it, are we? And we're never too old for our mom to call us up and say, "I love you, son. I love you, daughter. I'm here for you." Right? How many need that? How many miss that if your mom is in heaven today? What an awesome responsibility is placed upon a mother. And moms, you need to know that God has gifted you and equipped you to carry out this responsibility. You can do it. It may seem overwhelming at times, but with God's strength, you can do it. There'll be times, young moms, there'll be times in your life where you're like, "What did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong?" Don't let those words come out of your mouth. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and He has gifted you and anointed you to carry out this good work. You can do it. And if you just continue to pray and trust the Lord and not give up, you will see the fruit of your labor. So again, I'd like every mom to stand one more time. I want to say a few things to you, and then I'm going to pray for you. I want to say this to you, moms. Thank you for comforting us when you were the one that needed comforting. Thank you for loving us when you may have felt unloved. Thank you for mending us when you needed mending. And thank you for giving to us while you went without. We love you, Mom. We love you. So I'd like the families to gather around your mom. If your mom's here today, family members are here, husbands, if you don't have children here, gather around your mom today. Come on, I'll give you a second to get near them. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that nothing surprises you, but mothers are knocked off balance easily at times as they travel down this road of motherhood. Father, each stage comes with a roller coaster of emotions, and as they watch their children grow and bloom before their eyes. Father, I thank you for our mothers today. Father, I pray that your goodness and compassion would overwhelm them, that they would see the immeasurable greatness of it. Father, continue to guide these mothers, guide their steps. Father, make clear to them where their hands end and yours begin. Help them trust you every step of the way. Father, sustain them and protect them. And Father, encourage them. Take away the benchmarks that they've placed upon themselves through comparisons that they may fall victim to. Father, bless them with peace of mind and sustain them with the knowledge of being loved by you. Father, I thank you that their children, if they're away from you, will come to know you and know your love too. So Holy Spirit, guide them, comfort them, and give them peace. And we pray this all in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. And everyone said amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Mom. We love you.